All right, let's connect the dots. You heard it, harmonic convergence. I've heard it, I've known about it for a while, many other people have, but it's time to talk about it again, because we're having another harmonic convergence on July 14th. And this is the last week or so, and the week coming, there's a lot of global meditation going on. I don't know how many people participated on June 29th and 30th. I participated in the global meditation. So far, the preliminary results were good. The exact, more detailed results I probably won't have till next week because I'm relying on other sources to come up with the details, but I participated, and as a matter of fact, it was a lunar eclipse tonight. It's still in the process right now, but I did my meditation at the supposed beginning time to do the meditation. You can find out about all this stuff if you went on Twitter, the Sisterhood Rose, the Sisterhood of Rose, at Sisterhood Rose, just spelled just like it sounds. And there's another part of this lunar eclipse happening in about a little 8 hours or more, depending on your time zone, and maybe less if you're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. But, harmonic convergence, you know, it's all important to understand what's gone down already. And if you were listening the last couple of minutes, we talk about something that started in the 60s, you know, with the the free love evolution. Part of the 60s happening, the expanding of consciousness with substances that, unfortunately, the government made illegal. But there's still people doing those substances, and back in the 60s, people were doing substances to expand their intelligence. And many people succeeded at it. And of course, the government, you know, created the war on drugs to stop people from expanding their intelligence. Government's all about control. Anyhow, the main thing to focus on, hey, there's a, like I said, in roughly 8 hours or more, depending on your time zone, there's going to be another lunar eclipse global meditation participate. And the Sisterhood of Rose, at Sisterhood Rose on Twitter, is the best place to find some details that. And, of course, it's basically the same kind of a mental thing you participate in where you envision a pillar of white light coming from the cosmic central sun going to the other central suns, into our galaxy at the central sun, and then this time going through stargates in the Pleiades and the Sirius stargates, and then heading into our solar system, going through the beings of light that are floating around in our solar system, angels, etc., and then down into our bodies, through our bodies into Mother Earth, grounding the light. Imagine a big, wide beam of light coming through our solar system, coming through our bodies and going into Mother Earth. Yes, this is what it's all about. The more light we can sink into Mother Earth, the more our loving Mother Earth can rid herself of all the darkness that is dragging us all down. And the global meditation also calls on invoking the violet flame. Yeah, if you don't know about the violet flame, well, you need to go start looking at places like the Sisterhood of Rose or Cobra Info One on Twitter and other places, the star seeds out there on Twitter, and finding out about this information. Google it. Maybe even Google will help you out a little with this one. calling on the violet flame, to dissipate all bad things, all negativity. You know, it's something that's living, the violet flame. You can call on it. You can ask it to do things. You can ask it to dissipate implants in your body, implants in other people's bodies, all negative dark energies that are clogging up people's auras. The violet flame can dissipate them, but you have to ask for the help, you know, because we're all free souls, and even violet flames are not going to interfere with our free will. So in order, you want the help from the violet flame, you want the help from the pillar of light, you have to call on it, you have to evoke it, you have to open yourself up to it. You have to give it permission to come into your life, to interact with you. Yeah, these are all important points, you know. Forget about BLM, whatever that you want to make that stand for. How about CCM, Collective Consciousness Matters? You know, like the collective consciousness of our human race. That's a very much more important thing than some localized protest. I mean, sure, the protest came out, and we didn't like what happened. We all became outraged. But that protest has been hijacked already by whomever has hijacked it. But no one's going to hijack the collective consciousness of mankind. Because that's when we put our minds together. I mean, the dark side has tried to do that, and they've done their best to keep us uncollectively consciousness and to separate us all. But there is no real separation. So wake up and smell the coffee, as the saying goes. You know, humanity's power is really in its collective consciousness. Though as individuals, we are very powerful entities, and it's time that we reclaim our power. That's what all these global meditations are part. You know, don't let that word meditation scare you. We're not talking about becoming some swami and sitting there, with your yoga position. Not that yoga position is a bad position, but at the same time, you don't have to be in a yoga position to meditate. What meditation really is, we're talking about global meditation here, has to do with focusing your mind, your thoughts. You do it with your intention, the intention of your mind to connect with the collectiveness of the human race, to connect with the cosmic central sun and all the other living entities out there. That's what I hear, the cosmic central sun. It has a name, I can't think of it right now, but it is a living entity, just like the Mother Earth, our planet Earth. It's a living entity. Many other things are living entities. You know, there's consciousnesses out there and things we never dreamed of. There's consciousnesses, we could say, in crystals. Crystals are kind of a living consciousness of their own. You know, I love crystals, especially clear quartz crystals. That's right. You know, the clear quartz crystal has the ability to interact with every frequency in the whole universe, everything. They're even more interactive than we as human beings are. So that's something you should think about. If you have any nice clear crystal, quartz crystals, love them. Interact with them. They'll help your human system in many ways that you can't alone. Team up with them. You know, one time somebody gave me a great explanation of God, who God is. God is your partner in life. Don't ignore that. You know, interact with your partner. And there's plenty of books that explain to what extent God is your partner. Most people don't realize that your personality was directly given to you by the one known as that personally known as the Heavenly Father. If you don't personally know God, then you don't know Him as the Heavenly Father. But wouldn't it make more sense to know your Father on a personal basis? You know? Think about it. A lot of things to be thinking about, but there's a lot of global meditation, so don't be scared without that word, meditation. Global participations, we could call them. And like I said, a little over 8 hours, depending on where you're at, there's going to be another one happening in relation to the lunar eclipse that is happening right now. And in the meantime, when you get a chance, between now and then, go on the Internet and look up the Violet Flame. Go on Twitter looking for people that talk about these things. Look up the Star Seeds. I'm on Twitter. I make my comments here and then. You know, I was last week, if you had followed me on Twitter, I was making plenty of tweets out there to remind everybody about the June 30th, Global Mass Meditation. You know, congratulations to everyone who participated. You know, this is what, these are important events in humanity that are happening now. Participate. Your participation is needed. The more light we bring into this planet, the more of our human minds that connect to collectively, the more good things that can happen on a global scale. The more, the weaker we make the dark forces, the more light we bring in. And light itself has the power to dissipate the darkness, you know? So we don't want to have to go to a bloodshed revolution like the actually the dark sides are coaxing us to do. We want to dissipate this darkness, these no good cabal people, these no good world controllers, the no good world order dudes, the Illuminati, and all the other factions that are puppets for the ETs that are attempting to control our world, the demonic forces that still want to control our world. No, we don't want to play their game anymore, and we want to get rid of them. But just the best way is to bring in the light, and that's why we need to come together with our minds. It's got nothing to do with a protest walking down the street, you know? I mean, that was a good sparking point to get us started here, but the real focus should be with our collective minds. We don't have to walk down the street and scream and allow ourselves to be infiltrated by morons and thieves and looters and criminal elements that just want to ruin everything because that's all they know how to do. They don't have a conscience, really. They're all mind-controlled or paid with money to do things they shouldn't be doing, you know? This idea of being disrespectful behavior, and there's plenty of disrespectful behavior going on in these protest movements, BLM in particular. They are a real attraction module for the despicable human beings, the violent creatures that want to loot and cause other innocent people harm. Yeah, BLM is a magnet for that, and if you're not removing that element from your protest, you know, you're making a big mistake. Anyhow, I'm talking the truth here tonight, and that's where the focus is, your mind. Connect your mind with the higher reality. Connect your mind with your fellow human beings that want peace, and we want it without having to go the bloodshed revolution routine. Though, hey, it's time for a revolution of light. You know, this is July 4th, still some places in America. Hey, I'm talking to you from New York City. It's actually July 5th already. But this is kind of a connection still with the July 4th celebration, the independence of America, you know? It's been 244 years since July 4th of 1776. And if you can remember, the battle cry of the American Revolution was no taxation without representation. Well, today in 220, history is repeating itself. Again, we have taxation without realistic representation. All our tax dollars are being thrown down sinkholes by despicable representatives who conned us into electing them. You know, both parties are to blame, you know. And what can I say except that's the truth, you know. We have plenty of things set in motion now get us geared up for this revolution. This needs to be a revolution of the minds. We need to free ourselves from the mind control of mainstream media, the mind control of evil government, the mind control of the New World Order, the mind control of the demonic beings, the mind control of the elite, the mind control of the evil ETs that are hiding out on our planet using their mind control techniques to manipulate all the key people to make all the wrong decisions to make our lives miserable. We need to free ourselves from this. This is the revolution of 2020. And like I said, we have plenty of things to get the wheels moving that we should be annoyed about it, like forced wearing of masks, when those of us who have a real understanding knowing that wearing masks is really unhealthy, it weakens your immune system. And of course, that ridiculous video they put out there, they show somebody coughing and how far the water particles go. Yeah, that's assuming somebody coughs at you that has really a lot of contagious COVID-19 in their mouth. That's a big assumption to make, and I haven't seen anybody coughing anywhere. So if people aren't coughing, you know, and people are keeping their distance, why do we need masks on? You know, we've learned a lot of good self-regulating techniques at this point. And the fact that there's a 99% or 98%, 99% recovery rate from people who catch it, what's the problem here, you know? Let everybody catch it, you know? And then forget about this testing nonsense. What's the difference if everybody recovers from it without any big deal, and the people who are dying have compromised immune systems, or they made the mistake of going to the hospital? You know, those are the people that need to be careful. You know, the rest of us don't need to be careful. And we need to open up society again. This is a whole sham of world control. You know, everything that they're talking about on mainstream media about this whole COVID thing is nothing but lies and misinformation. So anyhow, we have plenty of reasons for wearing a mask. But let's take it back a little further, you know. This is eking up to this. How come nobody was complaining when the government forced us all to wear seatbelts years ago? You know, now everybody, like obedient robots, puts on seatbelts. Not necessary at all. They might be necessary for people that are so out of it, they're not aware what's going on. You know, maybe they're mentally ill, not coherent, or asleep, maybe they should put on a seatbelt. Regular people who are wide awake and paying attention don't need to wear seatbelts. That should be common sense, but everybody, all the sheeple here in America that have allowed government to force you to wear a seatbelt and willingly participated in something that doesn't even make any sense unless you're in a small minority of the population, and it gives the police an opportunity to victimize you, and police are experts at victimizing people. That's why everybody hates the police. Because they're willing to victimize us with cheap, little, sick, perverted laws like wearing a seatbelt, you know? But you went along with that. Well, that's another reason to get angry. Stop wearing your seatbelt, you know? I mean, really. You know, we're living in a totalitarian government, you know? forcing us to do this, forcing us to do that. How about forcing people to stay home, you know? How about forcing everybody not to go to work? You know, we have enough reasons to, start the revolution, the 2020 revolution, except this time we're going to unite our minds in good thoughts and calling for the light, the powerful light from the center of the universe, the healing light that can dissipate the darkness, take away all the negative bad thinking that people have allowed themselves to be subjected to, allowed themselves to be brainwashed by the brainwashers. Yeah, a very small, insignificant amount of people on this world are engaged in world control with mind control. That's how it's done. Plenty of science fiction movies out there talking about this. Plenty of them. Science fiction is a great teacher about what's going on behind the scenes. I always advocate people to watch science fiction. You can learn what your enemy, parenthesis government, is doing. Or is planning on doing. And that's, let me tell you. So anyhow, keep in mind all this week, get on the internet and find out where these global meditations, when exactly are they taking place. There's going to be quite a few of them between now and July 14th, and be sure to be participating in that July 14th, because we, the human race, need to save ourselves, and we need to revolt, you know? We need this new revolution to free ourselves from the lack of representation we have by government. We have no representation in government. All they do is milk us dry, and they tax us without really representing us. So, like I said, it's history repeating itself. Aren't you angry about this? Well, we need to do something about it. Don't waste your time with a protest sign out on the street, because these people in government are not going to listen to anything you say. You should understand that by now. So we should go to a higher authority, you know, the spiritual realms, the higher dimensions of reality where all the good beings are, you know. Talk about government, all the key people in government are no-gooders at this point in time. All the key people in other organizations like top of the police departments and top of the military, they've all been compromised, you know? We have situations here in America and other countries that are national security issues, and nobody who's in these organizations that are supposed to be protecting us are doing their job. It all comes down to mind control. Well, let's use our minds and start controlling the situation by coming together collectively in these global meditations. There's nothing more important happening on planet Earth now than these global meditations, because we want this thing to move faster. It's moving too damn slow. And the longer we wait, that's the more time for our enemy government, New World Order, to inflict more bad things on us. And if you just listen to mainstream media news, you can see they've got plenty of bad things on the future plan for us. First of all, they plan this COVID nonsense control of society is never going to end. Listen to them carefully. Then there's crackpots like Bill Gates out there. psychopath, whatever you want to call him, wants to kill everyone with vaccines. And all mainstream media, man, well, he donates millions to all the organizations because he's got money to burn. They're all on the same vaccine bandwagon, you know, misguiding people. Vaccines don't make any sense. They never will. And they're illogical for many, many reasons. I don't want to even get into it. Look into it yourself. You know, so there's plenty of bad things on the agenda and the 5G, which ruins people's immune systems, makes you everyone more liable to catch COVID-19. Even though we have a 99% recovery rate, it could help you catch it. Maybe there's plenty of people out there that haven't caught it. It doesn't matter. What's important is you have a good immune system. plenty of ways to get a good immune system, but you know what? Nobody on mainstream media wants to talk about the real ways to get a good immune system. And that's pretty sad. That proves they're all fake doctors out there. They're not interested in your health. They're interested in reading the teleprompter screen. They must all be reading the same teleprompter screen because they're all saying the same thing. Testing, testing, testing. Tracing, tracing, tracing. Masks, masks, masks. Stay home, stay home, stay home. There's right down the road, there's signs out there. Taxpayers' money being wasted, telling you the best thing you could do is stay home, get off the road. How dare they tell us stuff like that? These people are not intelligent at all. They're nothing but robots following orders from the master robot. And they're wasting our taxpayers' money, and they're willing to enforce rules that don't even make any sense. Well, we have to revolt against that. And right now, the revolt is happening with these global meditations. So participate. You want to see something happen? The more people that you like, if you listen to my voice now, go tell your friends tomorrow. The way to beat these guys at their own game, and I'm talking about the evil government that's suppressing us all right now with oppressive laws, is to use our minds to bring in more light, bring in good, white, pure light, call on the violet flame, and start eliminating this darkness. Once the dark forces get eliminated, once the people's minds become clear, maybe people in government will start acting normal, but they aren't right now, and don't be looking for them to say anything better than what they're doing. They're doing their worst, and they're going to continue doing that because they're all mind control. So let's do a little mind controlling of our own in the good way. We're going to call on the good vibrations, and we're going to call on them daily. This is the time to do it. This is the revolution happening right now, and I'm telling you about here on BBS Radio. Hey, this is call-in radio show. If you don't know the number, it's 888-627-6008. You know, you're calling from a landline phone. You have to dial a 1 before that. That's right. Then it would be 1-888-627-6008. I'm talking about cell phones. There's a hysterical video on Twitter. Somebody's whose hashtag name is Beach has it out there. See if you can find it. The last time I retweeted, you probably have to scroll down my tweets back 30, 40, 15 tweets to find it. But it's hysterical about how people, all society is being controlled by cell phones. It is hysterical, I was thinking about it. But back to a serious note, you know, I'm still envisioning from June 29 to 30, I'm still envisioning that pillar of white light leaving the center of the universe and the cosmic central sun, making it through the other central suns, making it into our galaxy, making it into our solar system, this wide beam of white light, eventually coming down into my body through the top of my head, out my root chakra, down into Mother Earth. I'm envisioning that continuously happening. Because once you make the connection with your personal body, it will happen continuously. It will be running 24/7. And the more of us we can get this beam of light from the center of the universe going that long distance and into our bodies and into Mother Earth, the more powerful Mother Earth will get, and she will put the vibrations out there and radiate the light. It might not even be visible to our eyes, but that doesn't matter. We just will know she's radiating the light. And we'll be radiating light from our individual bodies too, and eventually, with the help of the violet flame, we will ask for the power from the violet flame to dissipate all the bad control devices that have been stuck in our bodies, the implants, the other mind control techniques that we are being subjected to all the time by the dark side. We can disintegrate them with our minds. You know, what can I say? I can say. You know, when you think about it, you can imagine anything. And that's what we want to do. We want to imagine these things happening. And by imagining these things happening, we can make it happen. There is no limitation to the power of the mind. And there's that old saying, with God, all things are possible. So that's why you want to unite your mind with God. And I said it before, but I'll say it again. Go on Twitter. You don't even have to belong to Twitter to view people's tweets on Twitter. And the hashtag at Sisterhood Rose is a good place to go. Hashtag at Cobra Info 1. One as in the number one. Cobra Info 1. Great sources of information, especially regarding the the global meditations that are happening, that I believe all of you really want to participate in. So think of them as global participations, you know, because I know that word meditation conjures up images of gurus with white robes on, sitting with their legs crossed. Not that that's bad. But if you ever take the time to read the stories about the Buddha and his journeys, Siddhartha, you might be shocked to find out that after all his journeys, though he did accomplish a lot and make a lot of, you know, sort of started a religion without even trying to, but all his efforts searching for the truth, in the end he found out that most of what he did was a big waste of time, though he did make a lot of accomplishments, and is considered by the higher intelligence as one of the greater human beings that walk the face of the earth. But he himself admitted that a lot of the time he spent on these mental journeys was basically a waste of time. Time was passing him by and he was missing out on life. Of course, he learned a lot of good techniques that his students followed and learned and continued. But that is not the only path, and we don't have to become Buddhist to connect with the higher reality. There's easier ways to do it. I talk about them here. Basically, your mind is a powerful tool, you know? Put your intentions out there. You think your intentions. You seek to connect with things. You ask for things with your mind. You're doing telepathic communication then. You don't, you know, sometimes it adds more power to speak the words with what you're thinking. But you really don't have to. You can just think those words out there, and you will be connecting with the universe. And the universe does respond to your thoughts. And thoughts travel pretty fast, almost instantaneously. Come on. I picked that information out of a book, you know. You'd be surprised how many bits of great information are out there in books that are gathering dust. And that bit of information comes out of a book called The Crystal Connection, a rare book, hard to find, where it mentions that it's known that the speed of your thoughts is 10 to the 41st power. You mathematicians know that's a big number. Those of you who don't know too much about math or understand what I'm talking about, we're talking about the number 10 with 41 zeros behind it. That's what the 41st power means. So that's a big, long number. I don't think there's even a name for that. And, you know, that's trillions times trillions, gazillions beyond, instantaneously for practical purposes. That's how fast your thoughts travel. And perhaps that beam of light from the center of the galaxy is even traveling faster. Let's remember. Let's talk a real conversation here. We all learned in public school that light travels 186,000 miles a second. Yeah, that's visible light. But there's other forms of light that are beyond the spectrum of our vision. And those forms of light travel at astronomical speeds or almost instantaneously for practical purposes. So those are important things to remember. You know, that drilling in our head, light travels at 186,000 miles a second. Yeah, it's good for some scientific experimentations with physical matter, but it has its limitations. The fact that it was drummed in our heads was to keep us from thinking about the higher reality, the faster moving reality. You know, it's never explained properly, but I explained it here, that the higher dimensions are really the faster vibrating dimensions. That's a more realistic concept. It doesn't have to do with actually higher in the sky. It has to do with faster vibrating. You know, the older dimensions can actually exist in the same space and the same time together, but they're vibrating at different frequencies. Like the dimension above our third D, 3D, it's called sometimes physical reality. The next dimension vibrates like 1,000 times faster. The one after that vibrates 10,000 times. And then the next one after that vibrates a million times. You get the picture. The more high you go up in the dimensions, the faster the vibrations. And the closer you get to the top, we're talking about astronomical vibrations. And that explains why a lot of things like angels and spirit beings can't be seen, because they vibrate so fast it's beyond the capabilities of our vision to capture their movement. Common sense is everything, let me tell you. Hey, just for the record, I've said it like for the last couple of weeks, I mentioned, you know, the real solution to COVID-19 is, well, we can call for light beams to come and help us. We can call for the violet flame to disinfect people. We can probably do it with tachyon chambers if you happen to be lucky enough to be with one, spend some time in it. But we also know that COVID-19 is most people recovered, 98, 99%. So it's really nothing to worry about. This is all fear-mongering by mainstream media and propaganda scientists like the fake Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, the psychopath who wants to stick everybody with the toxic vaccine. You know, his wife wears a cross around her neck upside down, which means she's a satanic woman, witch, or whatever. But only people that wear a cross necklace, cross with a cross upside down, are satanic beings, devil woman, whatever you want to call her. And her husband is, he's a Bill the Devil Gates, I call him. I mean, come on, his intent is to depopulate the world. Hey, look it up. Look at the, it says he's dedicated to depopulation right on the, his headquarters building. He's got the sign right out there telling you. I mean, do we have to draw your picture any better than that? I mean, the picture is there. The photograph's out there on the internet too. And so much for those creeps. And then there's a lot of talk about the adrenochrome. You know, it's finally coming out, you know. People drinking blood of recently killed babies, sacrificing babies, you know, and supposedly get a high. And then they say, well, it's kind of like LSD. They're giving me a bad name to LSD by doing that. LSD has nothing to do with harming people. In fact, enlightens people. You want spiritual connections? Well, hey, plenty of people have found them by engaging in LSD. You know, the common safety rule is do it with your friends. There won't be any problem. You do it in a crowd of evil people, well, bad things might happen. but you shouldn't be hanging out with bad, evil people to begin with. You don't have to do anything. Just go start hanging out with bad, evil people, and bad things are liable to happen to you, because bad people don't care if you're high or straight. They want to abuse you. So you can't really make that connection either. But just good advice. If you're going to do it with friends, and you shouldn't have any problem. Of course, don't go to the authorities and ask them for advice. What do they know? They're all brainwashed robots, unfortunately. But we want to change that, and we're going to do that with our minds. We're going to make the Earth a better place, and we're going to do it with this global meditations within the next 10 days. Come on, listen to my voice, respond, participate, desire to participate. That'll be your first step. Then find out the information of how to participate. That'll be your second step. And then participate. That'll be the third step. You can do it tonight. You know, a little 8 hours from when this show is over, you probably can participate in the next session in connection with this lunar eclipse. Go see the Sisterhood of Rose at Sisterhood Rose on Twitter. That's it. And what can I say except we want to concentrate on good vibrations. Hey, there's a great video out there on YouTube called The Earth, She Loves You. If you didn't love the Earth, well, this will give you a reason to love the Earth. Simply go to YouTube.com, click on the music choice there, and key in the words, The Earth, She Loves You. And it's a 5-minute video, a lot of entertaining pictures there. A message in the song, listen to every word. It takes you on the journey, and by the end of the video, you will have a heartfelt love to the Earth if you don't have it already. What can I say? You know, here's some interesting facts, because we have to point out, you know, evil loses tracks all the time. It's just, we have to put the microscope up and see. You know, we see the picture on the TV, on all of us, some mainstream media, and probably on other medias, the sphere with those little dually bobbies hanging out of it, known as connectors. It's supposed to be the picture of the virus. Well, the information recently came out. Of course, you'll never hear this on mainstream media, but that's why you should listen to shows like this, Connect the Dots, because you'll hear the truth. It recently came out that there are 120 receptors on this version of the COVID-19 virus. The base model, I don't know, has, you know, 8 or 9, something like that, receptors. But the one that's infecting every people has 120 receptors, spikes on it, to attach to all kinds of things while it's floating around in your body. And that gives it plenty of attachment positions. And it just so happens 120 receptors is the exact model of an HIV virus. Exactly, 120. And it turns out, not only that, while we're connecting the dots here, the famous Dr. Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the so-called high doctor for the U.S. government, who's working along President Trump there, yeah, Dr. Fake Fauci himself, he holds the patent to the 120 receptor COVID-19 virus. Now, isn't that kind of fishy? Not to mention that Bill Gates, another vaccine fanatic, wants to, and Dr. Fauci, you know, promotes vaccines too. And Bill Gates, the devil ruler of all toxic vaccines, he holds another type patent involving COVID-19. Virus. Now, isn't that coincidental? And while we're connecting the dots, let's not forget where the COVID-19 really went to almost epidemic proportions in Wuhan, China. Bill Gates' vaccine factory is only 20 miles away. Now, isn't that convenient? You know? He could have called UPS or somebody like that and had a whole truckload of the stuff delivered all over town, you know, in one day. Boy, talk about stacking the deck. And later, there's more coincidences. You know, Bill Gates happens to live only, again, like 20 miles outside of Seattle, Washington, and that's where the first confirmed case of coronavirus. He probably took a drive himself, tossed some a vial of it out near a crowd of people, and sure enough, very quickly, somebody was diagnosed with a bad case of COVID. I mean, considering Bill Gates has no ethics, he probably went by the one of the old people's homes or something like that, where there was a lot of sick people, or by the hospital, you know. And he just drove home laughing all the way. So that just shows you how fake this whole thing is. People with special interests, you know, they're all involved and they're all looking to make money, and some of them are looking to depopulate our world, like Bill Gates, by the sign on his headquarters building he's advertising. Hey, well, let's hear some more good news. You know, when we have all this, there are no good newspapers, basically, in the United States anymore. New York Times is in the cesspool with the rest of them. They sold out. Epic Times used to have good articles, but then I talked to them people personally. They're you know, they're in with the New World Order. But in England, or rather in Northern Ireland, part of the British Empire there, there's a new newspaper out called Britannia, and they're willing to speak the truth about all the bad things that the government in the United Kingdom is doing. Yeah, and the newspaper is run by the head of the new British Freedom Party, Jada Franson, who was also head of another party, and so she got blacks. She was a main member of the British First Party that got destroyed by being blackballed by the other powerful parties in the UK. You know, the big two there was, I think, the Tories and the Labour Party, kind of like America. You know, two big parties ruled the whole situation. They got a kind of a third one there, too. But we won't even mention them, but they're all crooked. Except for this one, the British Freedom Party. And they have a newspaper out now called Britannia Newspaper. Look for it online. You can get it. And where they print the real news. And the leader of the party, just to show you what kind of a great individual this leader is, Miss Jada Franson, she and her friends go out every afternoon and knock on people's doors to help people during this the lockdown over there, to ask the senior citizens if they need help. And they all give them signs, too. If you're okay, put the sign up with the green color or something. And if you need help, just turn the sign around, and we know you need help. And as we drive down the street, we'll be able to answer your call for help immediately. Doing things that the government should be doing, but they're doing it for nothing as the British Freedom Party. Well, that's the beginning of real justice right there. And we should be doing things like that in America here, too. There are a lot of good people doing a lot of things, but when it comes to the political parties, no, there isn't one good political party in this country. I'm sure everybody knows that. But I just had to make that good point. Anyhow, it's called Britannia Newspaper. Look for it online. You can get it. It's delivered around the world, I believe. Now, and I'm sure there's a few of us out there that like reading newspapers that are not filled with crap. And the New York Times is now, they're gone. It's the New World Order Times now. What can I say? But the truth, you know. What can I say but the truth? Hey, Did you know that blood has a shelf life of 42 hours? That information recently came out in a blood drive. So my question is, what happens to the blood after 42 hours? Do they actually dump it down the drain? I don't think so. You know, somebody's buying it. Somebody's reselling it. It's probably going in mixed with animal feed or ending up in special sauce for your hamburgers or something. You know, vampires are buying it up. Who knows? The satanic groups buy it. Who knows what happens? But I've inquired many times from people, doctors and stuff, and nobody had an answer. Is that crazy? Nobody knows where the blood's going. You got nothing to do investigating. you know, the original definition of anarchy was not chaos. It had to do with anarchy, meaning that you didn't want government. So in some way, we're all anarchists at this point in time because we had enough with government because they're public enemy number one now, what can we say? And did you know that the U.S. government spends over $1 trillion a year on secret space programs? And those secret space programs are connected to all sorts of bad things like child kidnapping, selling children for slaves, and all other kinds of bad things like that. Yeah, secret space program. I mean, and you wonder, that explains why they want to keep it secret. But your tax dollars are funding this. You realize that? And we are back to why we need a revolution now, because we have taxation without a realistic representation where our tax dollars are going. We have nothing to say about it. You know, and all this, people have aren't to something to defund the police to some extent because the tax dollars are being doled out to the police departments, so they got plenty of officers to go out there and victimize more people. And that's what bail officers basically do. Sure, they help people out once in a while, but they spend too much time riding around the patrol cars victimizing motorists. And they even ride around and victimize people walking down the street. There's a case going on now. Because the guy's color of skin, and because he was wearing a mask, walked down the street at night, they said, "You're a suspicious person." And then they ended up killing him because, you know, I guess they hadn't fulfilled their quota of victimizing people to make themselves look good. And, yeah, captains give quotas, regardless of whether it's legal or not. Believe me, let's talk a real conversation here. Anyhow, hey, you want to feel good? There's a video out there on YouTube.com called "This Is Your Sunny Day." It's less than 2 minutes. Again, go to YouTube.com, you know, click on the music button in the information bar. "This Is Your Sunny Day." It'll show you a good time. And what can I say? If you're a guitar player, you're not going to hear any better lead guitar playing than on my song, "Let Me Coax You On." Same deal. Go to YouTube.com. It's for free. Hey, and appreciate some real excellent guitar playing up there with the great masters. And you'll have to agree. Just take my word for it. But prove it to yourself. You know, go to YouTube.com, click on the music button in the information bar, type in, "Let Me Coax You On." And be prepared for a roller coaster ride of rock and roll music with a visual video to match it. And at the end, you'll see the welcome sign says, "Re-rides are free." Okay, you know what? Let me see. Is there anything else I wanted to talk about tonight? Just to remind people, if you've got smart meters on your house, get rid of them or move. Smart meters create dirty electricity, bad for your health. That's a public service message. And, hey, the dark side is planning a fake invasion by alien beings, so don't fall for it when mainstream media starts talking about it. Mainstream media doesn't want to talk about the real good ETs that want to free us from dark deep state controls. But they will, they're planning on having, letting us all know about this fake alien invasion of planet Earth. So be prepared. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Listen, tell your friends to look in next week. Hey, you got to talk to your friends about the global meditations. This is the most important thing happening on planet Earth. You know? Forget about what the politicians say. Forget about what they're talking on mainstream media. This is the most important thing happening in the next 10 days on planet Earth. The future of our planet is being decided at this point in time. Tell your friends to participate. You, listening to my voice, participate. And we're coming down to the end of the show, so, Mr. Engineer, let me give you the countdown. Here it is. Oh, you've been listening to Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. Tune in next week, same time, same BBS Radio Station 1. Here we go. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here and took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.